This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for Trust Personified. This is the real deal. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week, the official overview from the offices of Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, he sits on high at the office. There are three stories in the building. He's on the top floor. Many of the researchers are on the second floor. And then there's the first floor of the people who basically clean up after Michael and his crew. So that's how it looks at Talkers Central. Ready now to go through the list of things on the charts, Michael. That exciting interview.
I'm trying to picture the building that you've described.
I have a little
desk under an umbrella on the roof of that building.
Good.
All right, we have an interesting week going here. At number 10 on the story survey, we have Meta launches Threads. At number 9, we have a global heat record. At number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, holiday weekend shootings. At number 6, Yellen visits China. At number 5, the White House cocaine incident. At number 4, the ongoing Hunter Biden investigation. At number 3, the social media ruling and Supreme Court of the United States cases. Trump's legal battles are at number 2. And number 1, the 2024 presidential race. I guess we're in the full swing of it.
Really? So you think there's a race coming up?
Yeah. Right. They're out there hustling. The People Survey, we have Mark Zuckerberg at 10, Elon Musk at 9, Vladimir Putin and Yevgeny Prigozhin at number 8. At number 7, Kevin McCarthy, Janet Yellen at 6, Hunter Biden at 5, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at number 4, Jack Smith at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1. It was kind of a interesting week from the standpoint on talk radio, you know, a couple of days off for some of the full-time hosts.
Not me. Special.
Not you. Nope. Nope. You are a dedicated practitioner.
Oh, public servant. Right.
Public servant. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The world spins better when you're at the helm.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but thank you for at least presenting that as an idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of things that we can dig around. I'm looking at the top 4 items, and we've been there, done that before. Although tying number 4 to number 5 is an interesting exercise, because Hunter Biden being investigated as he has been, and then the cocaine shows up there. Mm-hmm. There have been people who have called me on my various radio programs and suggested that if it were Donald Trump and him being in the White House and cocaine were found, it would be a whole different story and a whole different treatment by the news media as to the source of it, how it was being used, why it was there. Do you agree?
No.
With that?
No, I'm sick of that argument. I'm sick of the argument that there's the news media and then all of these other splinters. The news media is splintered, depending on which news media you go to. Some news media would make it look like the Bidens are terrible, and some news media make it look like Trump is terrible. They're all biased, and they target audiences to give them the affirmation they want. And this whole argument that, you know, what about ism, and it's unfair, and it would be different if it were the other one, this is crap, and it takes our mind off the target, which is real stories of real consequence, real facts, real figures, and holding people accountable. None of that's happening. These stories are really irritating.
I can tell.
No, I mean, come on. You know, think about the argument. Well, if the Trump administration had found cocaine, the cocaine isn't Hunter Biden's cocaine, and it wouldn't be Trump's cocaine. They wouldn't be leaving the damn cocaine in the middle of a public area. Yeah, yeah. Hunter Biden is taking cocaine right where the tours are given.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I mean, what's your personal feeling about that? Do you believe any of this has anything to do with anything?
No. Good. But it's there because people are talking about it, so we're talking about it because that's our job on the talk radio
you're
countdown.
You're absolutely right. I'm just giving my personal reaction.
I'm tired of all four the things on the top. I'm sick, with the exception of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I want to ask you about him from your perspective.
Well, I'm not sick of the top stories. I'm sick of people who politicize every single detail
about
it.
They twist and turn them around.
Right. Aspects that have nothing to do with reality. Or consequence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. There you go. Okay. So one of the things that has attracted a whole lot of attention this week, the warmth. The news media is all over this like it's the first time ever in the record-keeping business. Well, the records have only been kept since 1880, so that gives you one spin on it. Yes, is it warm? Yep. The Earth's axis has changed, and nobody really paid much attention to it until now. And so here we have a lot of things that are coming together that make for interesting conversation. But here, once again, the spin on it is to get you to buy an electric car or to save the planet by doing something that's ridiculous, frankly. And so here we go off onto another toot. It is absolutely ridiculous, the reaction that people are having to this, the whole business about the records and El Nino and why is it so hot and what are we going to do? And you're not going to do anything because this is not something you can do something about. Even though buying an electric car may, in your mind, save the planet, help yourself. Go ahead.
And then everything gets spun to either a political cause or a commercial campaign.
Yes, exactly.
You know.
Uh-huh. Well, the first 3 days of this week were the hottest in the recorded history.
Yeah.
And of course, then it's dot, dot, dot. The result of climate change. Yeah, who says so? How do you prove that? Prove it.
Yeah, well, you know, the climate does change, and the climate is changing. It's just and they do have records through like fossil records and strata, and they can go back before the 1800s to have an idea of what the conditions of the planet were.
Right.
But what you're bringing up is, well, what does that have to do with our involvement in it happening? And what does it have to do with what we can do to turn it around? And I think there's a certain amount of concern that has to be put on carbon emissions and all that stuff. But, as you point out, most of it is just to sell electric cars.
It's good business to be in at the moment.
As if the electricity grows on trees.
In Mexico this week, one town was 120 degrees. We are in New England. It was fairly humid the last couple of days, and we're sweating. I lost a couple of pounds. You probably did too if you were outside. That's the way it works. You sweat it off. Come on. At any rate, with Donald Trump being number two on the people list, I noticed that his personal aide pled not guilty to charges that he helped obstruct the investigation into those sensitive documents that were found in Mar-a-Lago. No. Really? So the world stopped because of that?
Well, are you saying that the testimony of the aide is not important, is what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is that the story, this is the same as you reflected 3 or 4 minutes ago on what I suggested, the Donald Trump side to whatever the heck it was that we were talking about at
the
that moment,
issue.
The cocaine thing. Right. And this is the same thing, as far as I'm concerned, the same kind of thing It's just the same old, same old.
Well, I have to give you a little bit of a counterpoint on that one.
God, please, that's why you're here.
I think that conversation about the documents is far more important than conversation about the cocaine.
Really? Okay.
Oh, come on. They found cocaine in the near where the tours are and at the White House is on the same level as what people knew and didn't know and what they did and didn't do regarding the documents raid. No, they're two different things.
Okay.
I mean, you don't. Okay, I mean,
I don't. I find of no consequence whatsoever that Donald Trump had any of this stuff, or that Joe Biden had any of it, or that Mike Pence had any of it. It's nonsense. First of all the classified documents, or so-called classified documents, most of them are irrelevant to reality. They're way overdone. The classified, your eyes only stuff, most people who have experienced this say, this is usually boilerplate stuff. And so it's just another way to grind away at either Trump or Biden, depending on your point.
You make a good point at that. I just think that the document story is more important than the cocaine story. I consider the cocaine story a non-story. It has no value whatsoever.
But yet it's number five, so you must have found it being discussed a whole heck of a lot.
That's all this is what we find being discussed.
Yeah.
And I'm just to make our discussion of it more interesting and to occasionally take the liberty of giving my opinion.
I would like that.
That's all I'm doing. You know, I occasionally do that. I'm not here to... Like, you know, I'm not here. You notice I didn't say anything bad about Trump or Biden about this. I think neither of them would have their cocaine out there. First of all, Trump is too cheap.
He would
protect it.
And I can't imagine either one of them using it. Actually, that's where
I can't imagine either one of them not.
Really?
No, I'm saying that as hyperbole. I don't mean that.
I want to know if they smoke pot. What about Joe Biden? You think he smokes a little pot to go to sleep at night? What would happen if there was pot
I wouldn't be surprised.
Or Trump either.
But I don't have any personal information about the drug use of these guys. But I certainly think that politicians are among those who are more apt to break the law or engage in roguish activity.
Just by being where they are. Just exactly. By being who they are. Exactly. All right, we continue. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
My ride smells
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Thank you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event that features Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, as we discuss the charts, the things that are on the charts, the nuance, if you will, of the implications of things like Janet Yellen going to, she's the Treasury Secretary, by the way, she's landed in Beijing for a high-level conference with all the Chinese officials, and first thing she says is that China has treated American companies harshly. And so she criticized the Chinese government. The first speech she makes, taking a shot at Chinese leaders and Chinese business. So what sort of a tone is that going to set? It's interesting that all these leaders are going over to China. Was it last week, the week before, that was the Secretary of State, whatever his name is. I can never remember his name now because he's not very memorable. Like a lot of these other people, frankly, that are in the Biden administration, I think you can make a case for this group being the most lackluster group of people who are supposedly leaders. Where did all these people come from? Were they all political hacks? What background do some of these people? Janet Yellen is probably the most well-known and has the most expertise of any cabinet secretary. Marty Walsh, who was Secretary of Labor for a while, big with the labor unions, but he left. And most of the other people that were in the first round with Biden have left for any number of reasons, I guess. But am I right about this, Michael? You think that there are a lot of people there that just seem to be nobodies from nowhere?
That's a very interesting question. Let it stand as a rhetorical one, because I ponder that all the time. First of all, a lot about the cabinet has to do with how they cover press and how visible they want to be. Yeah. What they're really doing, I don't know. And most appointed people in politics didn't work to get there. They're just appointees. They're flax, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They haven't run a business or. I mean, you can't say that about everybody. All I'm saying is that when you get into administrations and secretaries of this and secretaries of that, it's very hard for those of us outside who only have the press to rely on to really know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to press reports from Beijing, Ms. Yellen squared off with senior officials over there, telling the Chinese that we are not going to continue to use them as we have over the past 40 years, that our country, in fact, needs to diversify our supply chains and to protect ourselves against overdependence. I think that ship has sailed.
That sounds like a phone call to a talk show.
Yeah, right.
It's like, they're not aware of it. like we've had trade wars now since the Trump administration.
Right.
Come on. This is the Chinese know, and Yellen knows, and everybody involved knows that this is all a show.
Yep. Blinken is the guy I was trying to think of who was over there last. It is a big show. So what do we do? And isn't the same thing to be said for the muscles that they keep flexing when they meet Putin and Xing Bing Bling, whatever his name is? Isn't that the same kind? It's the same stuff. It's all theater. It's
much
theater.
Much of it is theater. Much of what goes on behind the scenes. And and the relationship between the United States and China is a complicated one that goes back for years. And both parties have participated in it. And both parties are still participating. The ties between China and the U.S. are outside the realm of anything that Janet Yellen has power over.
Yeah, right. It's just another conference. But it's interesting that they're going over there one after another. So those Chinese coming here, we're going to them, which I find very interesting. 28 after the hour here on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Dozens of people are injured after a bus crash in New York City. It happened yesterday when a double-decker tour bus and an MTA bus collided in Manhattan. First responders are reporting more than 60 people were hurt and over a dozen were hospitalized. None have life-threatening injuries. An investigation is ongoing. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is defending American industry during her trip to China. Yellen spoke in Beijing today at an event held by the American Chamber of Commerce. and said she's been particularly troubled by punitive actions that have been taken against U.S. firms in recent months. She said in her meetings with her Chinese counterparts, she's been sharing the concerns of the U.S. business community, like China's use of expanded subsidies for state-owned enterprises and barriers to market access for foreign firms. Lance Pry, USA News.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And now a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today expect mostly sunny conditions with a high on life that can only come from cruising down the road on two wheels. Kids will wave, dogs will bark, and cyclists in padded shorts will instantly regret their chosen mode of transportation. Whereas you, on the other hand, will look super duper cool. Back to you in the studio.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week of the year we go through, we being Michael Harrison and me, Doug Steffen, the items that are published at talkers.com. We also put the list up at gooddayshow.com, all the stories and the people, Michael and his insights as to what he's heard and what he's thinking himself. That's what part of this is all about. I think there are a lot of insights that maybe you didn't think about, some nuance to some of these stories, because Michael, again, is paying attention to all of them, and that's why there is as much attention paid to what he says and to this program as is the case. Number eight on the countdown this week is the Russian attack. The western Ukrainian city of, I don't know how to pronounce these names, do you?
No.
The Russians attacked historic buildings there in a protected area. They don't give a good damn about any of this cultural stuff. They'll blow up everything and anything. They're chasing our drones around, and we're very indignant about it, but what are we doing? What are our drones... what are our drones doing? The Russian planes that have been chasing the drones around, I don't know if any of them shot down, but...
Yeah, well, this is a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia.
Of course it is.
And, I mean, there's no way around that.
Uh-uh.
And people who are concerned about matters of war and peace are alarmed by this war. This is probably the most important story. Because it could escalate.
The threats this week of we're going to blow up your nuclear power plant, and what will that do? That'll be like a nuclear war starting, and that's
going to be very dangerous.
People forget about Chernobyl and how it just blew up on its own because the Russians did such a lousy job when it was when Ukraine belonged to the Soviet Union. The first attempt that they ever made at building a nuclear power plant was making it out of cardboard, practically.
Well, the Russians have proven themselves to be pretty incompetent at many of the things one needs to be a superpower.
Yeah,
they're big and they're strong and they're smart. I mean, they can't deny it. I mean, they did send people to space. They did have Sputnik. They do have a big military. I mean, there's a lot to be said for their prowess and their power, but when it comes to prowess and power, I think I would trust the Germans' technology or the British or the U.S. or even China more than the Russians. They're being exposed by this war as being generally incompetent per the might that they supposedly wield. Remember the war was starting, the Russians are building up forces along the border.
It'll be over.
Right, they're gonna just... Look at this. This is an embarrassment. Even though the U.S., they're really battling the U.S., they're battling the U.S. with one arm tied behind the U.S.'s back. Yeah. They're putting everything they have into this, and we've got our drones flying around there, and we're supplying Ukraine with cluster munitions and all kinds of stuff. But the fact of the matter is, the Russians are not the industrial power that they claim to be.
Have you seen the new Indiana Jones movie yet?
No.
Go see it.
I saw the trailer. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, it is very good. And it does the classic, the bad guys always were the Nazis. Nazis, I hate those guys. You know, a couple of lines from every one of the movies has seen the Nazis be the bad guys. And one of the cynics of coverage I just read the other day says, why is it that Jewish people who create these movies always make the Nazis the bad guys? And I thought, I wanted to scream at this guy, because they are, you idiot. And
right. Like where
this guy
in
is
the
trying
world?
To be, well, yeah, the Jewish people don't like Nazis, so therefore there must be what's right. wrong with that thinking? Yeah,
as right. if there really are two sides that are 100% equal to every story. That's what you're talking about.
Well, that's what you said early on, you know, as to the human race and whatever. I don't remember whether we had that conversation on the air or off the air about how many foibles there are. The human race is far from perfect, and this just demonstrates it. You know, but we find these people all the time. We follow them like lemmings. And I say we collectively, the human race. Look at the people that are supposedly leaders now, and the whole. I don't want somebody to tell me that I'm equating Trump to a Nazi, but the fact that people follow him so blindly is like he was some kind of god, and that's what they did with Hitler, and that's what they did. You know, you can go back through the annals of history, and you find people all the time, every century, there's somebody else who comes along. That is a leader. For what reason?
It goes all the way back to the Ten Commandments. If in fact you believe in the Ten Commandments, paraphrasing the Ten Commandments is don't worship any man.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't follow anybody but God when it comes to blind loyalty.
So have we talked enough about cocaine in the West Wing? I think we probably have. If you'll pardon me moving along.
Have we been talking about that this segment?
Number two on the story list, because we got to give some deference to Donald Trump. His valet pled not guilty to a charge of conspiracy with these classified documents. He's a co-conspirator now. Remember when Richard Nixon was an unindicted co-conspirator in the Watergate thing? This guy is an unindicted co-conspirator conspiring with Donald Trump, apparently, his valet, to hide the secrets to moving the boxes around from one closet to a bathroom.
From one bathroom to another.
Well, I mean, when
Donald Trump's life is so strange that I would think that his valet has enormous access to whatever it is that Trump is involved in.
His caddy fixing his collar at the event this week at the he likes this his golf course in New Jersey.
I don't know why he wants to go back to the White House.
I don't know either. Why would you want to do that? Yeah, honestly, yes.
Just the
actually,
fact that he wants to do that tells me he's nuts.
Yeah, right.
Why would you know? He could have made a hell of a career out of. On top of everything he's done, he was also president of the United States. Nobody would judge him for having only been there for 4 years.
Right.
And you know, it's he did this. He did that. He even was president.
Yeah, that's, he's done a lot of good things in his life. He's done a lot of bad things in his life.
But he could have spun it in such a different way.
Yeah,
the presidency really got to him.
Yep, seems to have.
Yeah,
the mercenary. Let's see, number 8 on the charts, the people charts this week, is how do you pronounce his name?
Oh, Yevgeny. I went to a special cousin.
Did
I went
you?
To a special course, yes. It's Yevgeny Prigozhin.
Okay. So he apparently is more popular in Russia than is Putin, which is no surprise. He apparently, they put a hit out on him, and then he showed up in St. Petersburg the other day to a massive, it was like he was a military hero. Mm-hmm. There were 250,000 people on a parade, and he's got a big following on social media. Isn't it interesting how, and the guy who runs Belarus says, hey, you can come live here. Come on over. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it just shows you that Putin doesn't have a grasp of power as one would think he does.
Mm-mm.
But then again, he still does have a lot of power. I don't know. I don't know how things work in Russia. It's very mysterious. And,
ever been to Russia?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. It was a fascinating. I remember the first memory of Russia for me. I spent 4 days in Moscow and then a couple of days up in St. Petersburg. And the filth, the dirt, that was everything was
really
filthy in Moscow. Filthy.
Oh my!
And I actually was there twice. Now I think about it, and I remember the first thing was on a bus from the airport. It was a group of American diplomats, and I was along for the ride. They had these huge 4-foot big tunnels that are above the road. I suppose they aren't tunnels, they're air duct. They have one centralized heating plant in the city of Moscow, and it sends out heat. This is communism. It sends out heat through these big 4-foot pipes, and there's a pipe that goes to every building. So they have one plant that makes the heat. Can you imagine how much dissipates through the transfer of the heat to all the buildings that
it's inefficient is what you're saying.
Well, communism is inefficient by its very nature.
But they don't have communism anymore. What they have is something that I can't figure out. I don't know.
Commucap. It's called Commucap.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Communism and capitalism together. That's what the Chinese are. They're Commucaps. I just made that up, by the way. I thought it was pretty clever, actually, didn't you?
It was clever. Well, you stopped me in my tracks, and I considered it.
Caps. Yeah. Okay, well, I probably shouldn't have told you I made it up.
No.
Probably should have gone. You could use it for the headline, the next talkers thing, just below the promotion for idiots.
You should go and copyright it.
I probably should.
Right.
But right now, I'm going to send people to Las Vegas free.
Oh.
Right now, call 800-419-3684. All of you listening around the country, if you like Las Vegas and you haven't been for a while, or maybe you've never been, here's your chance to win two free nights in Vegas by calling 800-419-DOUG. Hundreds of people have done this already this week. And it's, you know, you've got a moment or two to call that number. There are 10 people that they'll take right now. That's the bottom line. So you want to be the first, one of the first 10, call 800-419-DOUG. You'll get two free nights in Las Vegas. Always lots going on in Vegas. You can check the info that we have posted at gooddayshow.com. So if you want a chance to win, picture yourself maybe swimming in a big pool at a great location in Vegas. It could be reality. You got two nights in fabulous Vegas by dialing 800-419-3684. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Not any, nobody's going to ask you for anything. You're just going to get the largesse of our deal with 541 Travel. So take a shot at it, right? Maybe that's not a good choice. Yeah, that's not a good choice of words. excuse me. Take a chance. 800-419-DOUG for two free nights in Vegas. 800-419-3684.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory, then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers! If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
All right, let's check out what's going on with the Image Interview this week. Michael Harrison and the Image Interview. You can get the profile at talkers.com. Who are we going to listen to?
Joe Madison. And actually, it's a reversal. He interviews me. He had me on his show on Sirius XM Satellite Radio on the Urban View channel. He's a he's probably the most listened to, most important African-American news talk show host in America. And he had me on his show, and it was kind of interesting. So we turned it around, and we ran that conversation on this week's podcast, MH Interview. We talk about podcast. We talk about everything but race relations. We talk about podcasting. We talk about the state of media. We talk about the bias that young people have against boomers, that they hate boomers, and all kinds of interesting sociological
things. We all have that in common. Joe is a boomer. You're a boomer. I'm a boomer.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, you're right, there's a prejudice. And maybe we have the same reverse prejudice, though, against people, the youngsters who seemingly are lazy, they're so connected to their devices, all that stuff. Anyway, part of the discussion, check it out at mhinterview.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So we're too hard to figure out what's on Chucker's mind here as the opening of the next Mission Impossible movie is on top of us. So we're going to think outside the box. Do you think they did that? If you look at the trailers for this, it looks like not the usual Mission Impossible. Do you think I'm right on that score?
In what way?
I know, it just doesn't. It looks like there's a little more attention on him, although it's, you know, it's always about
him. They say it's a little funnier.
Funnier, really? I didn't get that from
you. Yeah, it's more humor. I mean, listen,
really?
I want to just talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 opens next week, right? So this weekend we get this movie, Joyride, a comedy, which is getting really good advanced reviews. It's called Counter Programming. It has mostly an all-Asian cast. It's an R-rated hard R comedy, which I think is good for the marketplace. The marketplace needs counter-programming.
If it's produced in China, I'm not interested.
No, I think it's a studio film. So
okay.
It needs this stuff in between the big popcorn studio films, right? But the thing is, with Mission Impossible, advanced reviews are really, really good. And I think for the industry, it's gotten to the point where unless you get great reviews, your movie could be in trouble, because what happens is these internet bloggers and reviewers and these toxic people just nitpick an open scab of any issue one of these films has, and they just spread toxic word of mouth around the edges. And you see that with movies like...
So who is a brain pays any attention? You have a no-brainer. If you're that stupid that you're influenced by that, then
that's a simple analogy what you're making.
It is.
If you hear it, but if you hear it enough, like if you turn social media on, like the last month, all you do...
Ruined the world. Social media has ruined the world.
All you do, they that movie The Flash, which I told you that I like a lot. I saw it 3.5 times, okay?
Great.
Why would I sit in a movie 3.5 times if it was bad? I would not.
You don't know that because you don't know the difference between a good and a bad movie.
No, it's
look at some
good.
Of that crap that you watch.
Very good.
Years.
But here's the thing. Every time I turn my computer on for the last month, all you get is these articles pop up. The Flash is this, the Flash, and no, it's bombing. And then you get these review sites on YouTube that will make up stuff and they'll have headlines. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is the worst movie. Like they'll just psychologically hammer. It's almost like I don't know if it's AI
if
or
you believe that stuff.
Do this stuff. I don't
you're
know.
As
I've
dumb as the people
like
put it.
It
out there.
I've never seen anything like it.
All right, well, let's talk about the Red Door. What's that about? That's out today. The Insidious, the Red Door.
Oh yes, it's a horror movie in a franchise that's done pretty well as a box office. Horror movies usually have pretty decent openings, and again, I think that's good for the marketplace to have horror films. And you don't want just, you know, massive $250 million, $300 million popcorn movies. You need other things to get people interested on a week-to-week basis going back to movies, indeed.
Right. All right, so Indiana Jones be number one again this week, then. Are you?
I don't know, man. This movie, Sound of Freedom, with Jim Caviezel, which is
that's good movie.
Which is
yeah.
hit the religious type crowd. It did $14 million on July 4th. Now I don't know how much legs that audience will have, but if somebody would have told you that movie would open number one that day over Indiana Jones, a massive franchise tempo film, nobody would have believed. That's certainly something that couldn't happen in the 80s or 90s. But this is a new landscape, so anything is possible here.
Jenna Ortega and Winona Ryder mm-hmm. are filming scenes from Beetlejuice 2. So what is that? I don't remember Beetlejuice 1. What can you...
You don't remember? Well, Michael Keaton is a ghost.
Yeah, I remember he was in it.
It was a big hit in 88. That was pre-Batman. Next year he got Batman. It was a very successful movie directed by Tim Burton. Burton is back. That's, you know, you're talking 3 decades later to do a sequel. Listen, I thought Michael Keaton's involvement in The Flash, which I thought he was great, would get a huge box office number. It did not. So it'll be interesting to see how Beetlejuice 2 does. I think it'll do very well, but what do I know? That opens next year, Doug.
Greta Gerwig.
Yeah, director of the Barbie movie.
Narnia movies now because of the Barbie movie.
Yes.
When the Barbie comes out next week.
No, it's a Netflix movie. Barbie opens the week after next week. It actually opens the same day as Oppenheimer. Chris Nolan's Oppenheimer. So there's a lot of movies in the month of July, Doug.
Yeah, it's good. All right, well, anyway, this, I don't know. All of this Netflix stuff is you go on and on about people in the social media. I go on and on about Netflix.
Oh, no.
All right, Chucker, have a good weekend.
Thank
we'll
you
talk to you Monday
you
for the box office totals. 59 pass now.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.